Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolsters.com. And as we do, time to talk to a guy. More people read his stuff than anybody else on the planet because he's the most read writer at Ammoland.com, which is the biggest aggregator of gun culture news on the planet. And that is Dean Weingarten. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing very well and glad to be here.
So, looks like everybody took the day off because looks like things haven't changed much since Wednesday at old Ammo Land. I don't really know. I don't really know where to go with some of this stuff.
Well, let's start with the article about the anti-Semitic threats in Bell Harbor. Florida.
I like that.
That's
good.
A new one. And other people have written about it. And essentially, you had an Orthodox Jewish family visiting Bell Harbor from New Jersey. Now, to put a little context on this, Bell Harbor is an extremely wealthy, I guess you could call it a suburb, on a little coastal island just barely off the coast of Miami. So it's this urban, dense, urban, super rich environment. If you look, where the threats, it's hard to call it an attack. I mean, it was definitely illegal threats, but that's what it was. Where that occurred, it's only a couple of blocks away from the Bell Harbor Yacht Club, which, if you look on Google Maps, is filled with super yachts. So this is kind of unusual for much violent crime to occur in this environment. So this Orthodox Jewish family was just walking on. They were there for a vacation. I think they may have been visiting family. And they were walking on the sidewalk. And this SUV pulls up to them and starts yelling at them, epithet, you know, effing Jew, I'm going to rape your wife. Nasty stuff and illegal. You know, you can't make threats of violence like that. It's not legal to do so. But there was an Audi behind the SUV, and that Audi driver took exception to these illegal threats, and he got out, and he had a personal carry firearm on him, which he displayed, at which time the four men in the SUV took off. He jumped back into the Audi and followed them for a ways. And the Jewish family, the Orthodox Jewish family, and most Orthodox Jews, by the way, are very conservative politically. But no, I don't know about this particular family, but they were from New Jersey. And they said they were very happy that this person, this I call them armed Samaritans, that this armed Samaritan had intervened and kept them from harm. And that is essentially what happened. But it happened in daylight, you know, 45 minutes before the sun would go down. So the windows on the van were open, and, you know, there was some exchange of words. Now, the mayor of Bal Harbour, Gabriel Groisman, would not mention that the man who aided the family was armed. He didn't even mention that he really was a man. He said, well, the car behind the van intervened and stopped the attack. And so I thought that was kind of interesting. And Bal Harbour is not, in Florida, shall we say, that Bal Harbour is not the most friendly place for Second Amendment supporters. The police there, you know, look askance of people who are exercising their Second Amendment rights in a way that is visible. But they did not charge the driver of the Audi, and in fact, he was referenced as a good guy. So as I was reading through numerous accounts of this event, I found it rather odd that there was no description of the four men in the white SUV. Now, ordinarily, if you make a police report about an incident such as this, you include a description of the perpetrators because that makes it easier to find them. But in all the media reports I found, there was no description at all. So we don't know. Were they white? Were they Hispanic? Were they black? Were they wearing Islamic dress? KKK hoods? We don't know. But the media did mention that the Oregon family, that two men in the group they were walking with had traditional Jewish hats on at the time they were harassed. So, Florida is only one of, there's now four states that prohibit the open carry of holstered handguns in most public places. And Florida is one of those. Now, there's been extensive efforts by Second Amendment supporters to make Florida do away with the general ban on the open carry of holstered handguns. They have exceptions. There are exceptions for camping, hunting, fishing. And on the article that I posted on Ammoland, I included a video by a Second Amendment supporter who had a couple fishing poles in hand, and the Bal Harbour police come up to him and ask him what he's doing because he's openly carrying. And he cites the correct statute and code to them, and they still harass him. And a lawsuit is now ongoing because of the actions of the police in Bal Harbour. But it's a very, very, very wealthy enclave, so I don't think they're worried too much, even if they have to pay out a few thousand or tens of thousands of dollars. So the only other states that still ban general open carry are California, New York, and Illinois. Now, interestingly enough, New Jersey does not ban open carry. It's just about impossible to get a permit to carry at all.
Right.
It is one of those, Hawaii is the only state I know that's even stricter, well, stricter is probably a generous term, it's even more restrictive on getting a permit than New Jersey. And Hawaii simply does not issue permits. I mean, they may issue a few a year to licensed security guards. But their number of people who are not employee or employment related to carrying a gun and get permits to carry vary between one and none, as far as I can tell. Some years, you know, if you own your own private island and have a ranch on that island.
Let me get you to hold on the private island. Let me get you to hold right there. Coming up on the first break. You can find this article. This article is at Ammoland.com. It is the next to the last one he had published there. Go to all contributors and you will find it under Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We were holding up on the private island part. We had to hold right about there. Where were you at on that, sir?
Yes, well, what I was saying, that in Hawaii, the only case I know of where a permit to carry was issued was to someone on a private island. One of the Hawaiian islands is owned entirely owned privately by a company that has a ranch there and raises cattle, among other things. And there was one permit issued to somebody who may either have been the owner or the manager of the ranch. I'm not sure which. But it's the only one I know about. They just don't issue permits. And the Hawaii case is, of course, in the courts and may eventually be accepted by the Supreme Court if it's not superseded by a decision before then.
But that one just about has to go to the Supreme Court, doesn't it? Because that one, coming out of the Ninth Circuit, that basically held that there is no right to carry a gun outside in the open or concealed, didn't it?
That's correct. But we have essentially the same thing in the New York case with New York Rifle and Pistol Association, which has been accepted by the Supreme Court. And it'll have oral arguments probably around October, November. They haven't set a date yet. But we will, well, let's say, barring some extraordinary event, we should have a decision in that New York rifle and pistol case by the end of June next year. So a little more than a year from now, a year and a month from now.
Right.
And that case, if it's decided, may just moot the California case because it may say, well, California's wrong and they have to change their law. So that could happen.
Right.
And the Supreme Court does not have to hear any case. It didn't used to be that way. In the early days of the court, they heard every case, and there weren't that many cases. But now there are so many cases that the law and custom has been that they only hear a tiny fraction of the cases that are directed at them, somewhere about 1 to 10%. It depends how you count the cases that are directed toward them. Serious cases that have resources and make strong arguments with qualified and highly skilled lawyers, I hear it's about 1 in 5 cases make it to the Supreme Court.
Right.
So there is that. Now, one of the things that I wanted to point out in this anti-Semitic threats in Florida from against people visiting from New Jersey is New Jersey. It's very hard. It's almost impossible to get a permit. It's only slightly less hard than Hawaii. And so the people from New Jersey basically had almost no chance in their own state to get a permit. And because of federal law, which prohibits them from buying a handgun in another state, they couldn't buy a handgun in Florida. So they were essentially denied the exercise of their Second Amendment rights by a conspiracy between the states and the federal government to keep certain citizens of those states unarmed and unable to exercise
now,
their Second Amendment.
Under what guise do they use to justify that? I've never known the answer to that, because you can buy a long gun in a state, right, that you don't reside in. You just can't buy a handgun.
And, well, it's a little more complicated. The states have to agree that it's okay to buy long guns between them. So it depends on the state law. I don't think that somebody in Florida could buy a long gun either, because New Jersey wouldn't allow it. Now, that's from a commercial federal dealer, and the federal law says that it's illegal for you to buy one if you're out of state non-commercially. But as a practical matter, you could probably find a private seller. It would probably also be illegal.
Right.
But it'd be hard to track. But the point that the 68 law was what put this into effect, and their claim is that they're using the Commerce Clause for the federal government to aid the state in preventing crime. Now, the Commerce Clause is probably one of the most misused clauses in the Constitution. Originally, the purpose of the Commerce Clause was to prevent the states from stopping commerce or putting tariffs on commerce between the states. And it's been used by the progressives since about 1900 to essentially say, well, the Commerce Clause can be used to prevent commerce between the states by the federal government in order to facilitate controls on what we are willing to allow people to do. I think that's an absolutely backwards understanding of the Commerce Clause, but that's the way it has been used.
Right.
Now, I've also heard of, to get back away from Commerce Clause and New Jersey and Miami, we are having a little spate of bear attacks around the country. I just heard there was another one. Let's see. What state was that? Colorado? Or I have to admit that there was one recently where, it was Yellowstone Park. A grizzly attacked somebody there and did some significant damage to their legs, I think just yesterday. And then in May, we had two fatalities, which appeared to be from a grizzly, in Alberta, Canada. And they were only 25 miles apart. But they don't know for sure if it's the same bear or not. And, of course, we had that fatal attack in Colorado a couple of months ago. So the number of attacks by bears on people seems to be increasing, and people who study the subject have predicted it would, because bear populations continue to rise. And so as bear populations rise, they extend out into habitat that infringes on where people are. And the people's habitat in suburbs also continues to expand, and so we have a conflict essentially for resources. But the bears' numbers are rising because we have protected them so significantly. Up until, the 1950s, in most places, they were just considered pests, and their numbers were drastically reduced. So I have a
Hang on for me. We'll get to that update when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury is convicting illegal immigrant Christian Rivera in the murder of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Rivera found guilty of first-degree murder in her death. Tibbetts was stabbed and killed while taking a jog. The jury deliberated for 7 hours over 2 days. President Biden is thanking troops stationed in Virginia. Speaking in Hampton, Virginia, Biden saying troops and their families are the backbone of the country.
So my message to all of you is quite simple. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you for your service. Just thank you for who you are.
The CDC says fully vaccinated teens can go maskless or not follow 6 feet distancing measures at summer camps. However, the CDC says fully vaccinated teens should still mask up where required, including local businesses and workplaces. This is USA Radio News. New details are coming out regarding the man who went on a murder rampage at a light rail maintenance yard in San Jose, California.
The death toll from the mass shooting at a Northern California light rail yard increased to 10, including the gunman. The attack occurred at the Valley Transportation Authority in San Jose on Wednesday. 8 people died immediately. The gunman also killed himself. Investigators are still trying to determine why maintenance worker Samuel Cassidy shot 9 co-workers and then killed himself. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo said the victims knew the shooter well. Officials say Cassidy started a fire at his home before he left for the shooting. Santa Clara County Sheriff Lori Smith said that Cassidy fired off 39 rounds and appeared to target specific victims. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the arm. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we've just gotten on what is one of my favorite topics when we're talking about bear attacks. And please, if you would, sir, feel free.
Yes, well, so we're seeing this increase. There's just increased numbers of bear attacks and fatal bear attacks. Now, the numbers are not large. They're still relatively rare, but they're increasing. And it's a case where it's like you would carry a fire extinguisher in your car. It would make sense if you're out in areas where bears are known to be that you would carry some type of firearm. And the most easily carried is a handgun. And I've been studying this for a few years now, and I think that the studies I have published have changed the debate considerably. So there's now an article at AMLAND, and it'll be published shortly, I believe, which updates the numbers. The very first article I published had 37 instances where pistols were used to defend against bears. And what we do is we don't exclude data. Anytime that we find a case where a pistol was fired in an attempt to defend against bears, we include it. Now, some of the cases, you just can't tell whether the pistol was decisive or not. For example, there are quite a few what we call combination defenses, where maybe a group of people, some of them have pistols, some of them have rifles. The bear is shot multiple times with both types of firearms, and the defense is successful. Well, is that a successful pistol defense? Is it a successful rifle defense? You can't separate them out. So we just include them for completeness and don't put them in the statistics about successful pistol defenses. A pistol defense is considered successful if the attack was stopped, whether the bear ran away or was killed, as long as the attack was stopped and the person did not suffer more harm than was already going on, we consider it a successful defense. And what we found is really extraordinary because nobody seemed to know. There was Herrero and Smith published an article about firearms, I think it was efficacy of firearms in deterrence of bear attacks a number of years ago, quite a few years ago. And they found that pistols at that time were, I think, 84% effective, and that rifles, long guns generally, were somewhat less, like 70-some percent effective. And it didn't make sense. But then when you dig into their numbers and look at their criteria, they were very picky about what cases they included, and they have not been willing to publish their data set. And to a scientist, that's always a red flag. When somebody's unwilling to publish a data set, there's something questionable about it. In the studies that I and I have to give credit to my colleagues who have helped to accumulate these stories, these articles, or these incidents where pistols were used to defend against bears, we have included every one. And everyone is documented, and we include in the articles where we got the information, who was involved, when we can publish names. Sometimes we can't publish a name because we don't have it. Freedom of Information Act requests, for example, they often black out the names, so you don't know who was involved. But you know it was an officially reported incident. You know when it happened and where it happened and usually what firearms involved and whether bears were killed or not, and whether damage was done. So initially we had 37 cases, and we found there was one failure of pistol in defense against bears of those 37 cases, and that gave a 97% success rate. Well, in the latest iteration, the latest update, we have now have 104 cases where a pistol was used to defend against bears. And we have three failures of those 104, which means we're still at a 97% success rate. And one of the most informative things that a reader can do is to carefully read the cases where there were failures. We don't just make it a statistical observation, you know, there were so many cases and this failed. We include a short excerpt of what happened, and where possible, we either give you the link to go directly on the internet to a more detailed examination of what happened in each particular case, or we'll give you the book that the case was taken out of, or we'll tell you how we got the information. There's some personal interviews where I've been able to talk to people who were involved, and we give usually those are published on either AMLAND or other sites. And then there are also some cases that we've gotten through Freedom of Information Act where the details are good, but they've redacted the names. So this is very good data, and people can make up their mind. And when you look at they can make it up for themselves. They don't have to rely on what I say. And you look at the three cases where there were failures, and that's out of everything we can find. And those three cases, there was a definite lack of judgment. There was one case with a .22 against polar bear, and the people involved kept tossing the .22 pistol from one person to the other. And they never ran up close to the polar bear to shoot it at close range in the brain, which would be about the best way that a 22 would be effective against a polar bear. They did hit it in the head a couple times, but the brain inside a bear's head is pretty small. I mean, a big bear like that, the brain's about the size of a pint jar. And the head is about half the size of a five-gallon bucket. So you have to know where the brain is if you're going to use a small-caliber gun to disrupt the central nervous system and stop the attack. So that should be published relatively soon, and I suspect it will be, because bears are in the news and bear attacks are in the news.
They're always popular, aren't they?
They are. I think it's just something hardwired into the human psyche that we are fascinated by tales of big furry creatures trying to kill and eat us.
Well, I mean, you know, it's one of those animals out there where we're hunting, when we're hunting for the prey animal, when the apex predator shows up, that changes the complexion of what you're doing altogether, doesn't it? But hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break. This article has not been published yet, but Dean is probably getting ready to get that published. And it will be at Ammoland.com, where nearly 1,800 of Dean's articles reside. I can't imagine how many he's got altogether now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were just having some fun with some bear attacks and all this other stuff. That is true about how it sort of strikes the imagination of people, especially me. I mean, I'm not a hunter. But I've long thought that if I were to be a hunter, I would probably want to hunt a predator. What do you think?
I think a lot of people find that to be a very attractive thing. And to hunt these big bears, it's expensive, and it takes dedication and talent, and it's not an easy thing to do. Now, the black bears, you can get a fairly decent hunt for, you know, a few thousand dollars. If you live in one of the states where they are becoming plentiful, like Wisconsin, the northern part of Wisconsin is where they're plentiful, or Pennsylvania or Alabama, or there's quite a few states where black bears are becoming fairly easy to obtain trophies. But the big grizzly and brown bears and are very difficult to get, and they take a lot of effort, and there is some danger involved. But you know what I'd like to talk about for the last little bit here, if we have
time? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'd like to talk about what is continuing to go on in Texas, because Texas is about to become a constitutional carry state, and it's taken a long time, a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication and effort by many thousands of Second Amendment supporters and talented lobbyists and talented activists, and I have followed it the entire time. And so they just passed, the legislature passed, a constitutional carry law. It has some limitations, but I would call it a reasonable facsimile of constitutional carry. Nothing is perfect. And they have passed some other laws that are also interesting and will have significant ramifications in firearms law, but they haven't been signed by Governor Abbott yet. Now, I expect them to be signed shortly. Governor Abbott has been very clear that he supports these laws. He's even lobbied for them. It's just that you hate to say something has actually happened when it hasn't quite yet. And they require actually they would go into effect without the governor's signature, and I'm sure that Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, if something horrible were to happen to Governor Abbott, would sign them as well. So it's hard to envision a circumstance where they won't go into effect, but I'll feel much more comfortable when they actually are signed and part of the body of law in Texas. And we see other states that were not so expected. Because Texas has gone this route, it makes it easier for other states to do it. We've seen a bill come out of committee in Pennsylvania. We've seen another one in Ohio. Louisiana passed the law. Well, they passed two versions of the law, which are slightly different, in their legislature with significant majorities that could overcome a veto, but we don't know whether that will actually go to the governor or not yet. They have to reconcile the two different versions.
Well, I interviewed Rex Rice today, Senator Rex Rice, on the earlier today.
Yeah.
And according to him, we should not expect to see constitutional carry come across the desks of anybody again until probably 2023. Now, I don't know why he said that, because I didn't expect to see open carry come across anybody's desk, and I didn't expect it. You know, constitutional carry, we got sort of close. And it's still pending. It might still happen, but he doesn't think it's going to happen. But I don't know.
Well, Rex is right in the middle of this, and I've interviewed him a couple of times myself. And I've been impressed with his honesty and his clarity and his ability to see into the legislative process. He's been a legislator there in South Carolina for many years. I think he was like 14 years as a representative, and now he's been like 4 or 6 as a senator or something like that.
Yeah, he's still in his he's in his second term. Second term.
And that as a senator, correct.
Right.
And that, you know, he just has a lot of experience. He understands the personalities involved. And so I think his judgment is probably pretty good. But I know that those people in South Carolina have not given up on constitutional carry, and I think what we see is we make incremental advances. And now that they are going to have licensed open carry in South Carolina, well, the next step would be reasonably to go to constitutional carry.
Yep.
Or something a little closer. One of the laws that hasn't been signed yet in Texas is reforming the state law on silencers or suppressors, and we'll see if that gets passed. In many states, there appears to have been, I mean, you look at the results, and that's what appears to have been, is lobbying by the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms types to get states to pass mirror laws where they mirrored the prohibitions in federal law.
Right.
And now we are seeing a trend to do exactly the opposite, to remove those prohibitions that were put on to mirror federal law and to even make it illegal for state actors, state policymakers and law enforcement types to enforce federal law, which is an anti-commandeering doctrine, it's called, and which has been long upheld by the Supreme Court, that the federal government cannot force states to assist them in enforcing federal law. And we see that with the sanctuary cities, and we're seeing a lot of sanctuary Second Amendment counties in some states as well. And so those are issues that I think will work positively to protect the exercise of Second Amendment rights against the federal government.
Interesting times we live in. Interesting times we live in.
Do we have any time? I could talk some about the Texas.
We have 2 minutes exactly.
Well, I'm just going to say that there were a number of compromises made to get the Texas law passed. But most of them are relatively small scale. And the law that was passed essentially gives 90% of the people and more in Texas the ability to carry in more than 95% of the places they couldn't carry before. So it's a significant step towards freedom and exercise of Second Amendment rights in Texas.
Yeah. One point that I've been trying to make here lately is that we live in a time where all knowledge is available to anybody with a smartphone. You know,
yes.
It's right there waiting on them to try to find it. And yet today, we're surrounded by ignorance.
Well, and we have massive disinformation campaigns as well.
Yeah.
Who not only try to prevent you from getting knowledge, they try to supplant it with falsehood.
Yeah. So that's the interesting part of the times. We have so much capability at our fingertips that we do not exercise. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It is an amazing time in history. You are correct.
So, anyway, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It is always a pleasure.
Pleasure is mine.
I hope to be here next Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, me too. I hope to be there with you. So I plan on it as myself. Thank you very much. We'll be back again on Monday. Well, Monday's Memorial Day. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.